The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When I was little, my grandmother used to say to me, put everything back where it goes and you'll always know where it is. Somebody in the studio does not follow the rules. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My husband's a rule breaker. He's a rebel.
No, I just lost my keys. That's all.
Because you didn't put them back where they go. Because you didn't put them back where they go.
So last night we were in the gym and I looked at Dana and I said, hey, did I bring my keys down here? Are we good?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
And I was like, I got to check the mail anyways. And then I was like, I looked around. I was like, didn't bring my keys. I'm back upstairs.
Fast forward to this morning. We're running late and he's running around and he's like, I don't know where my keys are.
I was like, where are the keys? Where are the keys? And so we're like tearing the whole house apart. And I thought, maybe they're downstairs in the gym.
Isn't that the worst when you have that pit feeling in your stomach too?
Anthony.
And you're like, oh my God. And you're retracing your steps and you're like, you're not in the right mental state either.
All I was thinking was, we can call an Uber to get to work. It's not that big a deal.
That's a big deal. How are you going to call an Uber? Thank you. And so he's ripping through his closet. What pants did I wear, Dana? What jacket did I wear, Dana? What shorts did I wear, Dana? I'm like,
did Otto just say not that big of a deal? Now I need Dana's perspective. Dana, was he calm and cool and collective?
Absolutely.
I was calm.
Not. Absolutely. Go search the room. Go search the bedroom. I'm going down to the gym.
I might have been a little more animated than normal, yeah. But
it was
I found them in the gym.
Yeah, they were in the gym. So I called the front desk. Somebody turned some keys in. Meanwhile, he's got to go down 17 flights. Remember, we're in a high rise.
Oh, my God.
So he tells me, look at the room. And he just slams the door. I go to the closet and his clothes are thrown everywhere. Oh my gosh! I was livid.
Dana likes to keep our closet looking like we live in a boutique.
There's pits and everything just all over the place. And I'm like, in my head, this is why you don't know where your keys are, because you're so unorganized.
Did I find the keys?
Yes, and then
did
he comes.
Did we get here?
Yes, and then he comes to me and he says, hurry up, I found the keys. I'm like, no.
Well, you should be ready to go.
I was after I folded your clothes. Anyway,
she literally told me, she was like, after I fold up the closet, we can go. I was like, we can do that after.
Well, at that point, that's a good compromise. You need that to let her cool down a little bit.
Thank you.
I'm here on both sides of the fence because I know Otto was not as calm as he's making it out to be.
I was very calm.
Liar, pants on fire.
And also at the same time, I never make fun of anybody for losing their keys because I lose my keys all the time.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh, my God, dude. And then right now, too, Otto, I'm so lucky you found them because it's so expensive to get a key fob.
Oh, dude, all I kept thinking was it's going to cost me, I don't even know how much. They're probably like $1,000.
You know what's the worst thing, though, Anthony? We're talking about losing your keys. I can't stand when somebody asks, where did you leave them? I don't know.
If I knew, I would go get them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're having to go through your partner's phone, I think the relationship is doomed. That's just my opinion. Chelsea started dating Daniel a couple of months ago. They are together, okay? They used to work together. They don't anymore. He took another job, and he's talking to somebody named Lauren. And I thought maybe she's jealous because he's obviously, you know, having a conversation with another woman. So I called acting like I'm this woman, Lauren. And honestly, we don't even know if it went down in the DM because Chelsea cut me off.
How drunk were you, too, the last time we talked? You must have been so faded.
You're right. Last time I had tequila shots.
Yeah, you see, exactly. Come on.
Oh, my God. How long have you been leading this woman on, Daniel?
Wait, what?
Chelsea, not yet. Not yet, girl. You didn't even let me get to that.
So we were like, I don't know. I really, at this point, I'm trying to figure out, was he talking to her or not? Because he was just kind of being nice, but also confused. And so
you
we continued.
You are the one messaging other women while you're taking showers. I don't need to ask you because I can see the messages with my own eyes.
What are you talking about?
I know you messaged girls and you lied to Lauren about working. You told her that you had to work, but you were going on vacation with me. Why couldn't you just say, no, I can't get a drink with you. I have a girlfriend.
Because she never asked.
Okay, I guess I never did because he broke in. Does he sound a little guilty? Maybe a little bit. A little bit. But we'll never know, will we? Because she cut me off. My thing is, she's already going through his phone. They've only been together a couple of months. It ain't that serious. I think it's cut your losses, girl, right now.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Yeah, move on. It's okay.
And honestly, if Otto was sitting here asking for my phone all the time, I think it'd be just not a good idea.
What do you mean it wouldn't be a good idea? Why would I not be able to see your phone?
You can see it. I don't care. But if you're what are we going to do? Sit down and just, here's my phone.
I just feel like that if you're in a relationship and somebody asks to see your phone, you shouldn't have any qualms whatsoever of just handing it over, because if there's nothing to hide, then what are you worried about?
Because why are you worried then if everything's okay? Why do you want to go through
I just know that
phone?
I have, this is just personal, I've created little storms inside my mind.
Yes, that's what happens.
Yeah,
yes.
And just being able to look at that phone real quick could quiet that little storm in my mind.
Okay, so we have a therapist on the line who actually disagrees with me.
Hello, my name is Faith, and I am actually a couples counselor, and I was just calling because I know a lot of times people have mixed emotions about folks checking their partner's cell phone. So what I advise my clients to do is to share that information openly, like having open phones, no passwords, having moments where you guys actually exchange phones at the table and talk about what you see on each other's phones.
Can I repeat myself? I think it's okay that Otto goes through my phone. Here, what I think is weird, if he's like, let me go through your phone, there is a difference. If
yeah, you're but at the I don't point think it's
when
that
you're sitting
weird.
Down, like, let's sit at the kitchen table, and mind you, I appreciate.
If you're having trust issues, then I don't think it's that weird.
But if you're having trust issues, then there's already something wrong.
Well, sometimes the trust issues can just be in your head, and that's a way of clearing them.
But it's not in my phone.
No.
It's in your head, not my phone.
But I could be thinking it's in your phone, and when I don't find anything, it's going to help me clear my head.
In my opinion, if you start doing that kind of thing, asking, let me see the phone, let me go through the phone, that's going to cause other issues in the relationship.
Yeah.
Especially if there's nothing in the phone.
I'm a believer of, like, if you're going with intent to find something, you're going to find something that's going to upset you, even if it's not necessarily what you're agreeing with, or like what you don't like. If you think the person's cheating and you don't find that message verbatim, then yeah, I think sometimes you're still going to find some dirt that upsets you.
Why did you say, why did you like this Instagram post with a guy doing a dance 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you already have something going on, it's just going to make things worse. If you're going through phones, now I'm not talking about this relationship in particular. This is a new relationship. They did not need to be together. The man's on dating apps. She needed to go through his phone, or she wouldn't have figured it out.
I think we should also practice grace with this conversation, because it's something that a lot of people go through with growing pains of a new relationship. But at the same time, it's something that we're so new to. Like, our grandparents didn't have to deal with this. I mean, my parents didn't have to deal with this.
No, you're right.
And so having that, and it's like, dude, we're not just holding phones anymore. We're holding mini computers in our hand. I have so much information. It's just, it's a lot of stuff, and this is a new beginning for us.
And it is easier to connect with somebody if you have ill intent. It is easier because you can put something in a widget. You can hide it. You can,
yeah, that's the thing, you know? Now. It's like almost like if you find yourself at the point where you're like, I got to go through this person's phone to see if they're cheating on me, then you should just walk away, because if they really are a good cheater, then they're going to find a way to hide it.
Well, no, not if they call us. Are you comfortable showing your phone to your person? I think that's fine. Am I crazy to say, I think it's weird if someone is constantly asking you, where are you going? Let me see your phone.
It is weird.
Where are you going?
If you're in a relationship, it's okay to give that person peace of mind.
Okay, Otto. All right.
Here we go.
877-730-DCS1. I want to talk about this when we come back, especially because we had a therapist on. So call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So I think going through your partner's phone constantly is a red flag, but I don't know. I'm not a therapist. Tyler, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So deleting old photos, going through your partner's phone, what do you think?
You know, it depends on how long you've been together. Like, have you been together for 6 months and you're already like, okay, something's up, I need to go through their phone because I think they're doing something?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you been together for 5 years, 10 years? You know, you've always had that trust built up where you feel like, you know, you don't really have to go through your phone because you know they're not going to do anything. Me and my ex-wife were together for 10 years, and the entire 10 years we were together, I think I went through her phone maybe 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
She went through my phone a little bit more often than I went through hers because she had some insecurity issues.
Right.
But there was never anything to find between the two of us. It was always good. The other situation, we were together for, it was 5 or 6 months, right?
Okay.
I had a feeling one day where I just felt like something was up because she was acting a little different. And I was the one that decided to go through the phone when she was asleep. Yeah. And I went through her Snapchat, found a conversation with someone where they weren't talking anything inappropriate or anything like that. But she said, for an unknown reason, that she did not have a boyfriend. I didn't sleep that night because it was just going through my head. In the morning, I brought it up, and she immediately got defensive. And that was the biggest red flag to me, was because she got so defensive about it. Like, you know, if you're doing something wrong, let's at least talk about it. Unfortunately, I chose to forgive and not forget, but, you know, move on. And then found out she was cheating on me 2 or 3 months later.
I knew that was going to happen, Tyler. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. That harlot did not deserve your forgiveness.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez and Becky G hanging out at the Pulga, at the flea market, months ago. Remember we were talking about this? Yeah. And I said new music is coming. Obviously, it's here. Produced by Selena Gomez's husband, who, by the way, has put together some of the biggest hits in the world. I did not know this.
Very accomplished producer.
Yes, yes. Te Olvido is the name of the song. Check it out. Oh my gosh, this song is such a bop.
I like that they went with a traditional sound.
It just sounds so good. And I also like that Selena Gomez and Becky G have come together and are going to probably have one of the biggest songs of the year. Not only that, there was a moment in time when Becky G was told to kind of step back. Because remember, both of them entered this world of entertainment about the same time, but Selena Gomez went to Barney and Disney. Becky G did Power Rangers, and so Selena, because of Disney, just took off a little faster, right? And Becky was told, well, there's already a Gomez, and she spoke about this.
Funny, because I look back at a certain moment in my career where I could have very easily said, because the industry said, well, we already have Selena Gomez, so with my last name is Gomez. No, seriously, we already have Selena Gomez. Imagine if I never, you know, found the courage to say, no, but I have a different story to tell. You know, I'm from Inglewood, I'm from LA, I'm Chicana, I'm Mexican-American too. That's awesome. And it goes back to the whole conversation of, we are not all the same.
It's not just we are not all the same. She alluded to the industry. Nobody ever told Emma Roberts, hey, you can't do something because, you know, Florence Pugh is doing something. Nobody ever told Emma Stone, you know, there's already a Margot Robbie. There are certain positions that we're allowed as Latinas to be in the industry. Well, we can only have one Latina. And Becky G was like, no, I am going to make this work. And I'm a Gomez, too.
Do you know what I like about this? I like the fact that Becky G didn't let that eat her up and then go at Selena Gomez. Instead, she decided to work with her and girl power, basically.
Wasn't no way that Becky G was going to do that. Do you remember we had her in the studio and she talked about the fact that they were homeless for a minute. They lived in one of her family's garages. She said, I had to go to work to help my family. Nothing was going to stop Becky G from being successful.
Nothing.
And I love that these two are, you know, working together and they're going to have a big song. You know, so shout out to Selena Gomez, Becky G, and Benny Blanco.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.